LX mobile monitoring. Mobile monitoring.
CLX, here is Whiskey 4, November Whiskey Bravo mobile.
WV and 6CLX.
It'll work about the same time. I think I've heard you in here. This is the third time anyway.
Seems to get later and later as I get busier.
Understood. Name here is Robbie. Radio Oscar Bravo Bravo India Echo.
Name here is Mike. I'll just do Mike.
Yeah, I can even copy you on the input. I work for DOT here, and we're leaving Spartanburg headed for Inman.
You're here on Business 85, headed towards 85, going home towards Greenville.
Right off of exit 2C.
The corporate center over there off of the last exit, basically.
It's 7, is that right?
I think that's about right. It's, what is that, Bryant Road, I think.
Yeah, I believe that's it. Yeah, I commute. This is the shortest commute I've ever had in my life. It's a little less than 10 miles from there to Inman. We live just on the outskirts of town, just outside the city limits.
Yeah. This is probably the longest I've had in my life, 24 minutes. And, oh, my gosh, you know, it's horrible. I got brothers that, well, I grew up in California, as you can tell. I got brothers that worked out there. They'd move out of California. One of them did because he could see his house for 45 minutes while he was sitting on the interstate in traffic.
I did some work out in Anaheim. It's been about 20 years ago, but not quite, about 15. And I remember I-5 was the world's largest parking lot even back in that day.
Excuse me here. I'm looking around for the rain clouds. I was getting water all over my windshield. Then I realized the guy in front of me was cleaning his.
Yeah, before, I probably had the same thoughts. I had a similar thought coming out of the building today. I'm going, we're supposed to get rain and there's not a cloud in the sky.
Coming out of a building? Well, maybe in your car, you mean, or coming out the building? Because then you got to worry about what was it.
Today to my vehicle, I was wondering where all the clouds are for the rain that is to come or supposed to be here tonight.
Oh, I get you now. Yeah, I brought home the laptop. The boss is making funny faces at me. I said, look, you know, I'm just in case. I don't think it's going to be a big deal, but you also don't need to go out of my 30-degree angled driveway.
In that, I live on the north side of a hill, and even when we get a little snow, it just doesn't melt because the angle's too steep, and it's a county road, so they don't plow it. And the only time it does get cleaned is my neighbor owns a bobcat. Sometimes he'll run up the road. So, yeah, you got to be prepared. Hey, you still in there?
I'm negotiating around on to 85 now. Got cars coming behind me and sunlight ahead of me.
Got some fun transition down there. They'll either run you over or stop in front of you sometimes.
Just this time of day, it's all the truck traffic. Well, I guess it's any time of day. You can't tell me this economy is a stinker for all these trucks that are on the road.
They're still very busy. It kind of makes me wonder, with the empty shelves and stuff and so many trucks on the road, how that can be. But I don't know, maybe it's going to a different place. I'm not sure.
For the ID. Yeah, I have a feeling that the stores just can't get inventory because it's all being delivered in the mail or from Amazon or from whatever.com. I think everyone's fighting over the little bit of inventory that's left.
WB Friday. Yeah, I know my wife has surely gone to full-fledged, just ordering just about everything from home, even her grocery pickup. She'll do the Walmart, or I think she's been going to Publix lately. She likes Publix, even though they're more expensive. She's been doing that, and sometimes they'll do substitutes. I know Walmart, she likes Walmart, because if Walmart's out of something, they'll substitute something a little nicer. So yeah, everybody's doing the order online kind of thing, I guess.
The last few trips to Publix have been disappointing. The one thing I go for that I know they had, they don't have anymore. Still buy everything else there, but, you know, it's just, I don't know. Starting to feel like we're just got to kind of deal with it.
The last time when she asked for a 1 pound loaf of bread, they gave the upgrader to Pepperidge Farm, but it was the really thin slice. It was like, I don't know, really thin. It didn't work out too well for sandwiches.
Someone could eat a sandwich with bread that thin. I'm tired today. I think I just need to go home and sleep.
My wife usually has supper waiting on me when I get home. So I go home and eat supper, take a shower, and then veg out on the couch the rest of the evening usually. So that's my normal evening ritual, unless something's happening on HF. I got a buddy of mine who's actually my Elmer. He retired and moved to Florida, but he's up here. He came out up yesterday, and he's got a place on Lake Martin down in Gray Court. So we're going to try to get on 75 meters tonight around 7. So I'll have to finish up supper in my shower and try to get my 75-meter dipole hooked up so I can catch up with him. We're supposed to try to have a QSO, so that'll be a little break in my routine.
My HF rig is probably calling out for me.
Is it feeling neglected?
I'm there. Yeah, I've been mainly just talking on this thing. I've done a swap. I was doing a lot of HF and nothing on this. Now it's commute time, so I'm doing this.
I'm under 6'1 about all day long, but I'm usually busy. I keep it on my bench, and I'll jump in here every once in a while in the evening, rarely, but I monitor more than I talk. ATF, I had a lightning strike last year. I've got an MT-847 at home, and took out the audio IC. I got it replaced and fixed and decided I was going to move it in the house. I've got an honest to goodness shack outside. It's got a lot of my old gear. I used to collect old heat kit stuff, so there's a lot of that out there. So I moved my good rig in the house, ran a piece of coax out to the shack so I can still switch antennas from out there, but keep my good rig in the house. It's a little better protected. I don't want it to get hit again. So since that time, I've been doing a little more HF in the house. It's been too cold to go out in the shack. Don't have any heat out there. I've got a kerosene heater, but I hadn't bought any kerosene yet. So what I do in the house when it's too chilly.
Rigs out in the garage. Not really the best place for them. I'm playing around with the idea of bringing them inside, so I'm a little more comfortable, but until I clean up the man cave, which is otherwise known as the, you know what, shack, it's not happening.
Yeah, for me anyway, to find a good place. I used to have a nice 12x16 building outside when we lived in Pattersville, and I had moved it from my previous house even, but we moved all the way from Pattersville to Emmon. That was a bit far, so I didn't get to bring it with me this time. Had to leave it. I hated that, but now I've literally got the 847 in a closet in my studio. I have a recording studio, a little small four-position vocal booth, and it's kind of stuck in the closet in there with that, so I can do the digital modes on my computer and stuff, and try to hit I've missed it the last couple of weeks. I try to get in on the slow speed CW contest on Sunday evening. That's kind of fun. I like to do CW, keep my chops in shape, copying CW. So I've been glad to kind of get back into that a little more.
Brake check and a half. Wow. Come around a corner, reaching for the mic, and drop the mic. just passed 101. Anyway, I was going to ask, what's the frequency that they do that slow speed CW on? That'd be fun.
Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock, and it's kind of a thing to get people involved and practice slower speed. It just runs for an hour from 7 to 8 o'clock local time, and it's on the, typically around, they do 160, 80, 40, and I think 20 meters. Usually around the lower part of the band. I can't remember exactly. I usually work 75 because that's my best antenna. So it's usually around 35, let me think, 35, 30, somewhere around there and up just slightly around to around 30, 35, 40, something like that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, is it a, what is it, a net or is it just copy?
They have CW ops that do the same thing except at high speed on Wednesday. So this is some of the guys from the CW ops crowd that they slow down, and you'll get a lot of the same people on there. But it's basically just a quick exchange. You exchange your name and your state, and that's about it. And there's if you go to if you Google CW SST is what they actually call. They'll call CQ, and they're calling it SST. Slow speed contest. You can find the information on it. It's pretty cool. I enjoy doing it. It's good practice.
Tune around from 7 to 8 on a Sunday. Sounds good.
I'll take that hour, and my family knows I'm going to go spend my 1 hour and do a little hamming and practice my CW. I have to close the door because the tone is driving crazy. Well, Mike, I'm going to let you run. Be careful out there on the road. You talked to me all the way home, so I'll go ahead and say 7-3s, and I hope to catch you another afternoon, maybe. N6CLX, W4NWB. Good evening.
W4NWB, N6CLX. Have a good evening. Thanks for the ride along. I'm almost to my exit, so it's not that bad. N6CLX, I'm here for a little while.